This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. A suicide car bomber struck an army base in Afghanistan on Sunday, killing at least 30 security personnel, officials said. It was one of the deadliest attacks targeting government forces in months. The attack occurred on the outskirts of Ghazni City, capital of the eastern province of Ghazni, which has seen regular fighting between the Taliban and government forces. It came as the Afghan government and Taliban are engaged in peace talks, but a top official warned that such attacks have the potential to harm the peace process as violence continues to surge across the country. An Interior Ministry spokesman said a suicide bomber had detonated a vehicle full of explosives. No group has so far claimed the attack, and the Taliban, who are fighting government forces, have often not commented on deadly strikes since the peace talks commenced on September 12th. The U.S. Pentagon said earlier this month that it would soon pull out about 2,000 troops from Afghanistan, speeding up the timeline for a full withdrawal. Brazil's biggest cities, São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro, began electing their mayor Sunday as the country holds municipal runoffs in 57 cities. There are the last polls before President Jair Bolsonaro is up for re-election in 2022. In São Paulo, Brazil's economic capital, both candidates for mayor have had the coronavirus, and the virus has affected the municipal elections in other ways. The polls were postponed by 6 weeks because of the pandemic, with the period between the first and second rounds reduced from 4 weeks to 2. Bolsonaro, who downplayed the virus as a little flu, faces criticism for his handling of the pandemic, which has killed more than 172,000 people in Brazil, the second highest death toll worldwide after the United States. This is VOA News. A ship management company is in talks to free three Greek sailors kidnapped earlier this month by pirates off the Nigerian coast. This is what the Athens Merchant Navy Ministry said Sunday. Three of the five-member crew were snatched from the Togo-flagged vessel Stelios K after the attackers boarded it on November 16th. Now Royal Ship Management, which owns the tanker, is in talks for the hostages' release, the ministry said. This month's attack on the Stelios K is the third kidnapping incident in the Gulf of Guinea in 2020, with a total of 118 people snatched, according to UK-based maritime security firm Dryad Global. The company has issued a critical risk rating for the Gulf of Guinea. A volcano in Indonesia is erupting Sunday, belching a column of smoke and ash 4 kilometers into the sky. It's triggered a flight warning and the closure of the local airport. There were no reports of injuries or damage from the eruption in a remote part of the Southeast Asian island chain, but authorities raised the volcano's alert status to its second highest level as they warned of possible lava overflows. A 2-kilometer no-go zone around the crater was also expanded to 4 kilometers, while flights were advised to steer clear of the area as volcanic ash rained down on East Nusa Tenggara's airport, which was temporarily closed. Indonesia is home to about 130 active volcanoes due to its position on the Ring of Fire, a belt of tectonic plate boundaries circling the Pacific Ocean, where frequent seismic activity occurs. In late 2018, a volcano in the strait between Java and Sumatra Islands erupted, causing an underwater landslide, leading it to a tsunami, which killed more than 400 people. The actor who played the Star Wars Darth Vader character has died at age 80. Dave Prowse, the British actor behind the villain's menacing black mask, passed away yesterday morning, said his agent on Sunday. Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker in the series, tweeted that he was so sad to hear David Prowse had passed and that he was a kind man and much more than Darth Vader. A former bodybuilder turned actor, Prowse's towering statue at almost 2 meters high, are tall, clinched him the role of the instantly recognizable antagonist in the original Star Wars trilogy. But while he donned the glossy black armor and cape, the Bristol native's strong Western English accent meant that the filmmakers turned to James Earl Jones to actually do the voiceovers. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.